Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think someone that is a threat who can hit in the middle of the order and can lengthen our lineup is going to be something that we're going to pursue. That is absolutely a path to improving our team.
With the you said a priority is middle of the order, power bat. What is another priority, top of the list priority going into offseason for you?
Yeah, starting pitching. You know, and particularly someone that we feel like can pitch alongside or slot in behind Garrett, and start a playoff game for us.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll tier off quarterbacks on a Tier Tuesday coming up less than a half hour from now at 11:30. Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran from NBC Sports Boston at high noon. And a key for madness at 12:45. That's what's coming up today. Plus your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Bradfo is going to be on the show tomorrow, Keith.
He sure is.
1 o'clock from Vegas. That's where these meetings are, I think.
Oh, is that right?
I thought that's what Ken's email said yesterday. I should know where this is.
Is it Vegas? I thought these were in Florida. No, maybe it is Vegas.
I forget. I thought that's what I saw.
Either way, very exciting.
But wherever he is, he's going to be a real wild man joining us tomorrow. Yeah, Bradfo is out in Vegas for the GM meetings.
Oh, boy.
So he'll be with us tomorrow.
Okay.
Hopefully with some good nuggets from out there at the GM meeting beyond what Breslow just said. But you heard him asking Breslow. And Breslow says, discussing a middle-of-the-order bat, there's just something about a middle-of-the-lineup bat that forces another team to game plan against it. And I think that has a compounding effect on the rest of the roster. I know a lot of people have connected that Devers. They need to replace that bat that they lost. And I have no problem with losing it since he was such a horrible teammate. Made the Red Sox worse, made the Giants worse, et cetera. We've been through it a million times.
Yeah.
But you do need to replace that middle-of-the-order bat. I'd even acknowledge that. He says that's on the plan, as is adding somebody who can start alongside or slot in behind Garrett Crochet, start a playoff game for us. He went on to say Brian Baio filled that role last year.
Yeah.
We feel pretty good about 3 through 10. The implication is they're going to go out and get a 2. So who is that? Joe Ryan's the one a lot of people naturally go to, but I'll tell you, Breslow's saying the right things yesterday. that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Based on his specific track record and the way the Red Sox have acted the last couple of off seasons. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, grade the believability of Craig Breslow in those comments.
Well, higher than it was 2 years ago, because last year they went out and had a good offseason. So, now, they weren't really seriously in on Juan Soto. I refuse to believe that. I never believed it at the time. But what they did was still really good. And it wasn't $700 million on a player, but they went and got Alex Bregman. They got Aroldis Chapman, who neither one of us thought was going to be a great signing, ended up being an awesome signing. And they traded for Garrett Crochet. That's an awesome offseason.
Yep.
Was that three All-Stars?
Yeah.
Pretty. I mean, you're not doing all, no team. How many teams are doing that besides the Dodgers? Just going out there and grabbing three All-Stars. So that was great. Real quick, though, when I was listening to his comments, the this is semantics. Middle of the order bat. What would you consider middle of a batting order?
Well, from my childhood, I guess 3, 4, 5.
Right.
But I don't know. A modern day lineup is probably like 2 or 3.
Where does Shohei Ohtani hit?
Oh, leadoff.
Where does Roman Anthony hit?
Good
like,
point.
Like nowadays, like the best players lead off, but that's very semantics. I know what he means. I know what he's talking
a
about.
A big bopper.
By the definition of the term, the middle would be 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
That's the middle. Uh-huh. But now it's like all your best hitters usually hit 2, or some teams just say, screw it, we'll have the guy lead off. But we've seen like that would be Kyle Schwarber, that would be Kyle Tucker, that would be Pete Alonso. All three of those guys are available. You got to walk away with one of those guys. Otherwise, I don't know who he's talking about as far as like top end, like bats. And then pitchers, I thought it was interesting for him to say alongside Garrett Crochet. Garrett Crochet, in my mind, has very few peers where you're like, that guy's as good as Crochet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe it's just the words that he chose, but like that's Tarek Skubal. And I know they're saying that he's not going to get traded.
Yeah, Nightingale yesterday
Skubal
said
and Skeens aren't getting traded.
Skubal and Skeens will not get traded.
Those are the only two guys that are like Garrett Crochet.
That's one guy, but right.
So now he also said, oh, somebody that can start in the playoffs and be like the next guy. Okay, that is more of like a Joe Ryan, right? But like either way, those two things, in addition to bringing back Bregman, that would be a very successful offseason.
I agree with you on that. Rather be golfing, Twitch chat. They need two bats. Well, no. I mean,
what if one of them is Bregman? So that's where I'm like, I don't count Bregman as like, oh, we signed Bregman.
Bring
but like,
back
if he's
Bregman,
one of them and a guy.
And add Schwarber, add Alonso. To me, that's enough for your offense. If you lose Bregman, then I agree. Then you need two bats. You need to replace Bregman and you need another bat.
I mean, play this out. If you have Abreu, Anthony, Rafaela in some order in the outfield, and then you have Story, Bregman back, Marcelo Meyer, Pete Alonso with Narvaez, and then now your DH spot is open once again. Maybe it's Yoshida against righties or whatever you want to do. At least it's an open spot, which you kind of wanted that flexibility. That 1 through 9, I'll take that every day. That's fine. And then if you have Crochet at the top of the rotation, followed by whoever you get, and then that allows like Bayo and you know whatever else, Connolly Early maybe, Peyton Tolley maybe.
They slot in properly.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good. I'm not gonna go for more than that. That to me would be a big win.
Bayo worked as a number two last year, and I think he can function as that. But if you really want to ratchet up and be all in as a contending team, you got to upgrade that spot. I disagree with Gina in the Twitch chat. Breslow always says the right things and then does diddly poo. Not true.
Well, he did a ton. No, diddly poo at the deadline. He's a bad deadline GM. He's pretty good at the other stuff.
Last year, they pretty much told you what they were going to do, and they did it. Yeah. They went out and got Bregman. They went out and traded for Crochet, and they pretty much told you that. So that's not true.
Yeah.
Now, at the deadline, they were saying the right thing. In fact, he was saying almost the exact same thing he's saying about an impact starter. And he didn't get it done. I mean, that's true. If you want to say at the deadline he hasn't done it, Keith, you said they need to bring in a pinch hitter at the trade deadline every year because he's not great at the deadline. All of that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
To say he normally promises stuff and then doesn't get it done, factually inaccurate. They did that last year in the offseason, and they pretty much delivered on everything they said they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that again, and then we'll get to the trade deadline when we get there. But repeat this. Follow through on your promise in the offseason just like you did last year, and I'll feel pretty good about it. Bring back Bregman, add an impact bat, trade for, or sign, I guess, but trade for a starting pitcher to slot in between Garrett Crochet and Brian Bayo, and you're off and running. And I think all those things are very, very doable if ownership wants to do it.
Well, it always comes down to them, you know, and that's why you wonder, like, what are going to be the big ticket guys? And that's why it feels like, now everybody always gets overpaid this time of year. Like that's sort of what happens. That's why you want to become a free agent. Like 9 times out of 10, a guy's going to get more money than maybe probably should. And you're kind of like surprised by the contract. But because of their ages and where they're at, I feel like Schwarber and Alonso are more in that line of like the Bregman deal that 100%. You just gave out. So you were willing to give it, you were willing clearly based on last year to overpay average annual to not go long-term deal. Who knows when they're ever going to sign another one of those? Because they were able to lock up some of their guys early, right? Like Roman Anthony, Rafael Abreu got these early, Campbell got early deals done. So I don't know when the next $400 million contract is going to come from the Red Sox. It may not ever happen with John Henry, but those guys that are already in their 30s that are going to say, hey, I'll take 35, 40 million a year and I only need 3 years, they could get one of those guys. I'd be disappointed if they don't.
So, me too. And, you know, Bob Nightingale had a lot of good info yesterday. He said that Kyle Tucker will sign with the Yankees, Blue Jays, or Dodgers. So he narrowed it down to those three. And that's according to multiple GMs.
Yankees, Blue Jays, Dodgers. The Blue Jays are actually more of an interest king than the Red Sox are.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays are tied to everybody and get nobody.
Kyle Tucker to the Yankees, Blue Jays, or Dodgers. So I'm with you, Keith. Yeah. Like, that is the equivalent. He's not as good as Juan Soto, but this year's equivalent as the big fish, the big payday. The Red Sox will not get Kyle Tucker. If they do, I'll applaud him. I'll be like, hey, good for you. It's another body in the outfield. They got to figure that out.
His projected contract, so ESPN did all these, is 11 for 418.
Yeah, they're not getting him.
No.
Okay, but I agree with you 100% on Alonso, Schwarber. I bet neither of those guys get $200 million.
No.
And so that's going to be similar to Bregman last offseason, and that to me is the tier of free agent they can be in on. They won't be in on Tucker. They should be, but they won't be. That next tier of Alonso, who I think is a perfect fit and an upgrade on Devers. And then Schwarber, who is not as perfect of a fit, given that he's left-handed, but I loved him when he was here, and I'd have no problem with them signing him. To me, that is the kind of tier they should be dabbling in for free agency.
Schwarber's projected contract is 4 for 128.
Honestly, that's nothing.
I know.
And like, that's a steal.
Alonso's is less. He's projected for 4, 110. I mean, you were just willing to give Bregman essentially, what, 3 for 120?
Yeah, how? Those are the contracts for those guys, and Bregman's going to get 6 180? Like, I just don't buy that.
Well, he's another manager on the field.
I don't buy that.
He can help the guys with their swings.
Like, I don't know. I want Bregman back, and I'm in this weird spot where
it feels like we're talking against him. I want him back, too. His projection is 5 for 160, like you're saying. Yeah. So, like, he's projected for more of those guys. Maybe because Schwarber's really just a DH. Pete Alonso's a first baseman who's not great at first base. Bregman, in theory, is a gold glove third baseman. So I mean, I guess there's more value there.
Keith, we famously know what I do to get Bregman back here. So I don't want to.
That's too much.
I don't want to paint myself in a corner and say I'm not pro Alex Bregman. I don't get the gap in the projected contract for him versus Alonso and Schwarber. It's probably tied up in the defensive
value. But even me, as the biggest Kyle Tucker fan in the East Coast, 418 for him? That doesn't make sense.
So I guess I would hold my nose and give it to him. Thank you. I would. Nightingale says, the list for the Kyle Tucker is Yankees, Blue Jays, Dodgers. He says many MLB GMs believe, he doesn't give us a number, but many,
more than one,
believe the Red Sox would be quote-unquote the perfect landing spot for Pete Alonso.
I agree.
I completely agree with that. He said, and I referenced this earlier, Skubal and Skeens will not be traded this offseason. He also mentioned Willy Peralta from the Brewers, who I think some are looking at as another trade candidate if you need another name aside from Joe Ryan. He said he won't get moved this offseason because the Brewers want to run it back and keep him there. So fine, cross that name off the list. And the other item from Nightingale, and there was a lot there yesterday, he says it would be a huge surprise if Jaron Duran is with the Red Sox come spring training.
Makes sense. I mean, that seemed like his name was in like every trade rumor at the deadline. Didn't happen, and it was really for the best that they ended up keeping him because Anthony went down, and who knows what the outfield would have looked like. But it was just a disappointing season, a really disappointing postseason for him. The outfield's pretty crowded. Somebody's got to go out. I'm, again, open to offers for everybody else other than Roman Anthony, but it just seems like it's kind of inevitable that he's going to be the one out. I mean, 2 years ago, he was such a fun player to watch. He was your leadoff hitter. He played every single day, except for the game that he was told he couldn't play because of what he said to somebody in the crowd. But he played almost every day, and it was a leadoff hitter, table setter, getting a bunch of doubles, a bunch of steals, had a little bit of pop, and then just had like a down year across the board last year. He's also older than Abreu and Rafaela, and obviously Roman Anthony. So he does seem like the odd man out. I just wonder, is he a part of like a big trade, or is he a part of just like, kind of like a swap and you get a couple good prospects and you just kind of start over.
I wouldn't want to trade him for prospects, honestly.
I'd be frustrated.
I mean, now if it's in conjunction with something else, then come talk to me. But in a vacuum, I don't want to trade him for prospects. I want to trade him for, you know, something on the big league roster that hopefully could help.
Do you have any I don't think this will happen, but there are a couple of pitchers that might check the box that Breslow was talking about that's not a trade. Like Dylan Cease or yeah. Framber Valdez. Now, you have to pay him, but the thing is, if you trade for Joe Ryan, you're then going to have to in turn pay him. So, like,
I think,
would you rather do that and not give up anything?
I think it's more likely they trade for one, but yeah. Would I sign Dylan Cease? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I don't think they're going to pay for a bat and an arm.
Yeah.
Meaning
right.
This year, because at least if you're signing him to an extension, you could do it on your terms and structure it the way you want and push that money into the future.
Which is unfortunate.
Like, if you're paying Dylan Cease as a free agent right now, you're paying him a signing bonus and you're giving him money right now. And so,
which is disappointing. And I think another reason why they won't do that is because if Bregman factors in to that, like to us, we don't view it this way. But to John Henry, it'll be like, well, we just signed Bregman, Alonso, and Cease. Like, no way.
Right.
You're like, yeah, but you already had Bregman. Like, you had put money aside for Bregman. You had put money aside for the next 10 years for Devers. You had other guys like Chris Sale and others like coming off the books. Like, you have the ability to do that and still save your money. You can save money. You're not going to be a top five payroll, and you can still get all these guys.
Dark and Stormy Nights in the Twitch chats, as many people are saying. I'd put some stock in a national writer talking to other GMs. If you don't want to put any stock in Breslow saying the right thing,
that's fine.
I mean, reserve your right on that one. I get it. That could be spin. These are GMs off the record to a national writer saying, again, with no ties to Boston, saying that, yeah, the Red Sox and Alonso, that looks like a match. So, I don't know. I'd personally put some stock in that. That's why I thought the Nightingale stuff was interesting. But if you think it's all fluff and the Red Sox are just, you know, putting this out there to hype up the fan base and stupid people like me to fall for it again, fine. Although I fell for it last offseason on Soto.
Yeah, but you're not doing that. Nobody thinks you're getting Kyle Tucker. He's the big name.
But I also thought they were going to sign Bregman, and they did. And they traded for Crochet, which is what you wanted, and they did. I mean, they delivered on some of the stuff they said. Not Soto, but they delivered on quite a bit of it last year. If they were going to pay one or the other, Keith, your Cease example as a name, you wanted to pay the bat or pay for the arm?
The bat. I think I want the bat more. I mean, you're putting a lot of pressure on Garrett Crochet to go out there and be as good as he was this year, again next year. But I just think the bat, we saw it last year. You know, if Roman Anthony was there, maybe the lineup obviously does look different, but they still need that other bat, I think. You know, they just, I don't think you're going to get the same season out of Story. Who knows if you even have Bregman? And I don't even count Bregman as like an additional bat. I'm sort of saying like it along with.
Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. But yeah, like, so basically, like if it really came down to like Pete Alonso or Dylan Cease, for example, like a guy making about the same amount, plug him in, right handed bat, first base, hit cleanup, or a number two starter who some years looks like an ace, some years looks more like a number four starter. Right? There's been all over the map with Dylan Cease.
Yep.
I would rather have Alonso or like Schwarber.
Me too. And I think just in a vacuum, you want to pay the bat. I'd agree with you on
that.
You
need home runs.
So I think the takeaway from Toronto, and I don't think the Red Sox are far away at all from the Blue Jays, the takeaway would be they're pitching, I think, hit at the right time.
Yeah, they got Bieber at the deadline.
But and Yesavage is just, again, he's he's Peyton Tolley.
Yeah.
He's Connolly early. Yeah, like, right. I mean, he had three regular season starts.
Guy was nailed.
So he was a late reinforcement pitching prospect. Tolley's more well-regarded. Like, I think you're not that far away from Toronto's pitching specifically. The lineup you're far away from. So bring in Bregman plus a bat, whether that's Schwarber or Alonso. I think if there's a lesson from the Blue Jays getting
Bo Bichette from them.
That too.
That also would help.
If there's a lesson in getting all the way to Game 7 of the World Series, leading late in that one, and then ultimately losing in heartbreaking fashion, I think that to me is the lesson more so than Toronto's pitching. I'd rather have the bat than the arm. If you got to pick, and unfortunately oftentimes with this ownership group, you got to pick. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on the Red Sox, Craig Breslow, his comments at the GM meetings. They're allowed to sign anybody at any moment, so stay tuned. Go nowhere. Red Sox could be making a big signing before you even know it. Meantime, it is a Tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off all the quarterbacks, and we mean pretty much all the quarterbacks in the NFL. I think Drake May is going to do pretty well. Let's see where he fits in on a Tier 2.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tuesday.
It's a Tier Tuesday. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Tier Tuesday is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We are going to update our QB tiers today, Keith.
Yes.
We haven't done it since June 10th.
Yep.
Twitch chat is calling us lazy for doing the QB tiers again.
We should do the NFL every single week.
I mean, so we did this in June.
Yeah.
I feel like we're updating our QB tiers to see where Drake May fits in. That doesn't feels like a worthwhile exercise, but whatever.
It's an odd criticism, but that's fair.
What do we have for tiers today, Keith?
All right, so we are going to have top tier MVP.
That's why he's the MVP!
That's the MVP tier.
Makes sense.
All pro.
What a pro wants, what a pro needs.
That's like just close. It's close.
You're right there.
It's right there.
Sure.
Tier below that, Pro Bowl.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
Yeah, you're an all-star.
You're a
football all-star. You're on the Pro Bowl team. Now, again, Drake May was a Pro Bowler last year.
Good point.
Fool's Gold.
That motherfucker back there is not real.
Fool's Gold. So maybe this quarterback's playing well, but we don't really buy it. We're not putting him in the Pro Bowl just yet.
Good.
Below that, Starter.
We maybe have two quarterbacks.
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not.
You might.
Below that, Injured.
They're cranking wagon.
They're cranking wagon. That's the injured tier.
Okay.
Below that, amateurs.
We are dealing with amateurs.
That's actually technically the bottom tier. There is one below that, and we're going to just jump in front before Billy throws the quarterbacks at us. QB's in the sky.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
These are the quarterbacks that are done. This is
like a QB graveyard.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, Spencer Rattler are all looking down on us, and looking up at us is Deshaun Watson. So that is our QB in the sky or the ground.
Honestly, I don't even feel like that's a tier that can be argued with.
Those guys had a chance, and for whatever reason, don't have that chance any longer.
That is our most perfect tier. Yeah. QBs in the sky plus one looking up at us.
He's looking up.
From down below.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, Billy, let's get to it.
All right, first one's Drake May.
That's why he's the MVP!
I mean, the guy is favored to win the MVP, as he should be. I have no problem putting Drake May in the top tier right now.
I think that's where he belongs. We had him on the frisky tier last time we did this in June.
Well, June he was frisky.
He was.
You can frisky yourself up a couple tiers. You can frisky yourself down a couple tiers, as we're about to find out.
I'll tell you, somebody will be frisky in their way down. Yeah. But Drake May, MVP tier for sure.
Josh Allen.
All right, coming off a bad one, I think he's not in the MVP tier right now.
Oh?
Well, he's certainly all pro. You think also MVP tier? Or is it trending in a way?
I think if we're evaluating him on the way he's playing right now.
Through 10 weeks.
Yeah, I think still he's MVP? All pro. And, no, okay, all pro. I think he's all pro or maybe even Pro Bowl. Like, he's closer to Pro Bowl than MVP.
Okay. So
I thought it was going to be crazy for playing the Pro Bowl one.
Say it again?
I thought it was going to be crazy for playing the Pro Bowl drop. So,
but there's like, I mean, I don't know. This may be not the way to do it, but I put like a little bit of stock in like history.
Yeah, because we're trying to figure out what he's going to do.
It
as
is
well.
Through 10 weeks, but also like predicting week 11, I'd be like, hey, he's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, so I, but
let's split the difference. All pro.
All pro.
I'm with that.
All right.
What a pro wants, what a pro needs.
Okay.
Tua.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Starter?
Starter. Yeah.
He's not an amateur.
Maybe have two quarterbacks.
Yeah, he's not like fool's gold because he's not playing well. He's not hurt, which is surprising. And he's not an amateur. There's worse quarterbacks than him. So I think starter's a good spot for him.
So he's dropped from Frisky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Justin Fields.
Ooh, that's an amateur.
We are dealing with amateurs?
We are for sure dealing with amateurs. Yeah. That is the AFC
soon to be
beast.
In the sky.
Yeah, he might be soon to be in the QB
on
in
his
the
way.
Sky. That's
yeah.
true. QB yeah. graveyard. No one's made more of a case for him in his career. I can't do it anymore. Okay. That's an amateur.
All right.
Aaron Rodgers.
So he's playing all right. Another
starter?
I was going to go
Pro Bowl.
We maybe have two quarterbacks.
He's a starter, Keith.
No, he's not. You think he's that bad? I was going to say he's either, I would have said fool's gold like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he's not playing well enough for fool's gold.
No, he's not.
He played like trash last week.
He's got 18 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
7 picks.
He does have the Bengals this week. Which Nick keeps reminding me about because he's going to start Aaron Rodgers against me in fantasy.
He's the only guy I'm starting against you in fantasy, so don't worry.
All right, do you want a starter? Yes. Okay, I'll meet you at starter.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Lamar Jackson.
I guess right now.
Injured?
Well,
I mean, he's back.
He is back. He can't be injured.
All right. All pro?
That's why he's the MVP!
You want to go MVP?
He's got like 40 points a game with him.
All pro.
He is really good.
He belongs where Josh Allen belongs. I know they're both good, but neither one's played great. And
how much of that was just injury? Do you know what Lamar's touchdown to pick is this year?
It's probably crazy.
15-1.
Can you be the MVP when you have a losing record?
Does he have a losing record? He probably
has a losing record, yeah. He lost all those games at the start of the year before he got hurt.
Let me double check. He is
3-3.
He's 3-3. He does not have a losing record.
Not a winning record. All pro.
That's different, isn't it?
All pro.
All right, fine. All pro.
What a pro wants. What a pro needs.
Joe Flacco.
These are very good.
I mean, is he fool's gold?
Yeah.
Or is he a starter?
We maybe have two quarterbacks.
No, I think he's probably fool's gold. I think fool's gold is probably where it's at.
It feels a little harsh.
That back there is not real.
Now that I hear the drop.
That's Flacco.
That's definitely Flacco. In a nutshell, yeah.
Yep.
Joe Burrow.
Injured.
Perfect. Good. That's why we have the tier.
It is.
Now, he was watching practice the other day, but I think he is still very much in the injured tier.
The latest on him, and this just came out from ESPN, he is targeting a week 13 return. I'll believe that when I see it. I think they are opening his 21-day window to see if the Bengals hang around in the meantime. If they're 500, they'll bring him back. If not, I bet they shut him down. So he's injured. That's the right spot.
All right.
Dylan Gabriel.
Maybe have two quarterbacks.
Yeah. Oh, you want to go? No, you want to go amateurs.
Amateurs.
Yeah. That's right.
We're dealing with amateurs.
Yeah. No, he's not a starter.
He's terrible.
He's going to lose his job to Shadur, and
he's an amateur.
Join the other quarterbacks in the sky.
Yep.
Daniel Jones.
That back there is not real.
It has to be fool's gold, right? I mean, maybe that's not fair, but that's where I think he is.
That's what I.
It's still above the starter tier.
He's come back to earth the last two games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Fool's gold.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's 100% the right spot for him.
That's like, he's the face of that
tier. I'm sure Colts fans will cry about that.
No, they will. That's fine.
But that's where he belongs. Okay. Fool's gold.
Good.
Trevor Lawrence.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Trevor Lawrence kind of stinks.
Yeah. Is he a
starter, though? Is he on the same tier as Tua and Rodgers? Or is he on the same tier with Fields and Gabriel?
Yeah, no, he's a starter.
Yeah.
We maybe have two quarterbacks.
But he's the bottom of that tier.
Yeah, well, we don't rank the tiers.
But we've never done that.
But theoretically, if we haven't,
that's where he would go.
Okay.
Bottom of that tier.
Yep.
C.J. Stroud.
Two quarterbacks.
I think starter, although he was hurt. Do you want to pop him back down to injured? He missed last week.
No.
All right, starter?
It's concussion, it's short term.
Starter.
All right. And if you want to revisit our tiers from June, we had him on the strong to quite strong, the second highest tier.
Yeah, no, he's
been
worse.
Right below nasty, of course.
He wasn't nasty.
We had him as a top 9 quarterback.
Starter.
Yeah, starter. Probably right. top of that tier, but yeah, starter.
Davis Mills.
So Davis Mills just played this week.
Amateur.
And he had a comeback, though.
We are dealing with amateurs.
He's an amateur.
Fine.
Unless we're talking about his neck. And that is, that's an MVP-level neck.
Goat neck. Not a goat neck.
No.
He's a goat neck.
No, it's like it's a much longer than a goat neck.
The Merton Hanks.
Yeah.
The Merton Hanks of necks.
MVP-level neck, but he is an amateur-level quarterback, Davis Mills.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Cam Ward.
Kind of blows. Amateur. For right now.
Not a starter.
No.
Okay. We're dealing with amateurs?
Just asking
right.
a question.
No, right.
He's below. Revisiting the June tiers, he was on the same tier as Drake May when we did this.
No, he could turn. I mean, he's the number one pick in the draft. So, like, at the
One of us said the Titans were going to win their division. I don't even remember who that was.
It was definitely you. We have a graphic to prove it. You were big on the Titans.
Yeah. Fine. Amateur.
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix, stud.
Yeah, no, I want to hear your. What's your answer?
Pro Bowl.
That motherfucker back there is not real.
So, I might
Bo Nix has 18
starter.
Bo Nix has 18 touchdown passes, and his team is 8-2.
Uh-huh.
The defense rests.
Okay, we had Daniel
Don't
Jones.
Don't give us any of the rest of the
Daniel
numbers.
Jones is 8-2. We have him fool's gold.
Mm.
The defense rests.
Bo Nix was in the playoffs last year as well.
Uh-huh.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones has won a road play. Won a playoff
Jones
game in his life.
I believe was also technically in the playoffs. He was on the Vikings.
He got a good seat.
Daniel Jones won a playoff game.
So you're saying starter for Nix?
I mean,
it's not fool's gold because it really isn't like playing that well.
I agree. It'd be starter feels harsh.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe
Pro Bowl.
Maybe
He really isn't having a good season.
I'm gonna go
like
starter.
Starter's fine. No, he really isn't. Okay.
We maybe have two quarterbacks.
Yeah, they don't.
Justin Herbert.
He's probably Pro Bowl. Or is that too hard? Should he be higher than that?
Let me look up his numbers.
All pro?
No, I think that's fine.
He's with Allen and Lamar? I'd put him Pro Bowl.
19 touchdowns, 8 picks. Yeah, no, Pro Bowl I think is probably fine.
He's running like a maniac and they're playing well, but I don't
He's not to the level.
Pro Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. You're an all-star. Interesting to hear that, really.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. I would still think MVP.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he is fifth in yards, second in QBR.
Yeah,
17 touchdowns, 5 picks.
The team's holding back a little bit. They're 5-4. I would still have him on the MVP tier. Maybe that's way too much deference to his career based on what he's doing.
Yeah,
but I would have him there.
So you'd have
him above
Mahomes,
Lamar.
Not Lamar there.
Yeah.
Mm. But Mahomes is only 5-4. Lamar's 3-3 and has better numbers.
I guess he has better numbers. He also missed a huge chunk of time in there.
Well, he missed 3 games.
Right. Mahomes missed none.
Mahomes technically won the head-to-head.
Yeah. I'd have Mahomes against Lamar. I wouldn't even think twice.
So Lamar's 15 touchdowns and 1 pick.
I got it.
That's ridiculous.
Fine.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
All right.
He also missed 3 games. That doesn't count for anything?
I mean, I wouldn't say he missed them. He wasn't allowed to play.
Fine.
He was hurt.
I would put Mahomes on the MVP tier. Where do you want him?
I think Mahomes is more all-pro.
Okay. Billy.
All pro.
Hell yeah.
What a pro wants. What a pro needs.
Dude's not even in the playoffs right now. He's the MVP of the league. He's not even in the playoffs.
I mean, you got me there.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I think they'll be there, but that's predictive.
That is predictive. This is through 10 weeks.
That's true. Although we said we were talking about Josh Allen and what he's going to do earlier.
Yeah, no, okay. I know.
All right, good. Just trying to keep it all straight. What else?
Geno Smith.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah. I can't believe the Patriots lost.
Yeah, he's not even a starter. I was going to say
he's
starter.
Amateur.
He's not.
No,
that's an amateur. Yeah, okay.
Jalen Hurts.
Tough one.
Ooh.
Pro Bowl?
I would probably argue. Yeah. I would say. You're an all-star. They got a really good record. He doesn't look right.
He's on the same tier with Herbert.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Okay, good. I was about to pick that apart, but okay, if you think that's fair, let's
put it
there.
Well, the tier up he doesn't belong on, Allen, Jackson, Mahomes, then the tier below that is fool's gold, and I do think he's way ahead of like the starters.
Probably.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Dak Prescott.
Hey
now, you're an all-star. Yeah.
Probably.
They did not have 2 good weeks going into the bye week, but he's had a good year. I think Pro Bowl's fine.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Jaden Daniels.
In that cranking wagon, that's where he's got to go.
That's why we have.
Where would you put him based on his season, though?
Oh, we are dealing with amateurs.
No, not that bad. But,
no, not that bad. But
he's
like,
if
starter?
We're gonna put if we're gonna put Stroud on starter, like that's probably where he'd go based on this year.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been very good for him.
But he's hurt, so that's where he goes.
Mm-hmm. Marcus Mariota.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a rough
amateur.
Go.
That's where he goes.
Mm-hmm. Jackson Dot.
Hurt.
No? They're cranking the wagon.
Do you put him in hurt now, or do you want to go?
Well, it's concussion.
He's been in a blue tent every game this
year. We didn't put Stroud there, so I don't think we should put Dart there. It's a concussion. He'll be back. It's not like he's not coming
starter,
back.
Starter, then?
He's going to have another one the way he plays.
True. Starter?
Yeah, starter.
Yeah, but he's...
He's been kind of fun.
Top of that tier.
No.
Front of that tier.
We maybe have two quarterbacks.
But, like, Fool's Gold is technically ahead of it, but I don't know if he's Fool's Gold. Yeah. Like, I think he could be decent.
That's a full tier now? That's filling
it's
up?
It's six guys and starter.
I think we got more coming.
Yeah.
Jordan Love.
We maybe have two quarterbacks.
That's where I would put him. Where would you put him?
Yeah, no, he... Well, I mean, I may be a little bit biased because last night was so bad, but, yeah, I would put him in starter. He's not looked very good.
Their offense is Jacobs. That's their offense.
He's like, nice, though.
He doesn't... Jordan
running back
doesn't
tiers
do
next
anything.
Week. Oh, Jacobs is high.
Yeah. Good running back tier. Yeah, starter. Okay, good.
Jared Goff.
Oh, well, Goff's at least a Pro Bowl. Yeah, probably Pro Bowl. Pro I don't want to put him up. Hey, yeah. He's good.
Caleb Williams.
We maybe have two quarterbacks.
That or is he Fool's Gold?
No, he's not Fool's Gold. Oh, well, like, so he's tough because week to week he's a little different.
I would put him as Fool's Gold because you watch him and you're like, oh, I see what he can do on, like, individual plays. But then you watch like a full game of his and you're like, he's horrible.
Yeah.
I know they've won a bunch of games. They've beaten nobody.
They're 6-3. He has 13 touchdowns, 4 picks. But he's kind of like average everywhere else.
I
don't mind Fool's Gold for him.
I would argue Fool's Gold. I feel like
that back there is not real.
You're like, if he could just harness what he does, he'd be great.
Yeah.
Which is part of why he was the number one pick in the draft, but he can't. Fool's Gold.
All right.
J.J. McCarthy.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Maybe.
Garbage.
Bottom a starter, or amateur. Is he an amateur?
Amateur.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Fine.
Nah, I don't like him.
Baker Mayfield.
The GOAT.
What a pro wants. What a pro needs.
All pro.
Yeah.
All pro. He was MVP for 6 weeks.
A month ago, he would be in the MVP talk.
I think he got knocked down, but that's a pretty impressive tier with Allen Jackson and Mahomes.
What's
on
the MVP right now?
Drake May?
That's it?
That's right.
Okay.
I think there's one other guy I'm thinking of that'll probably go up there.
Probably, but yeah.
Bryce Young.
It's not Bryce Young.
We are dealing Spoiler. With amateurs.
Spoiler alert, it's not Bryce Young.
Amateur.
Yeah.
Tough week for him.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Michael Penix.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yep.
Man.
Yep.
This is filling up.
It's a bad quarterback league, Keith, is what it is.
Yeah.
But that's the right spot. Okay.
Tyler Shuck.
We are dealing with amateurs.
God.
I mean, what do you want us to do? That's
it is.
The
there's a lot of bad QBs.
Okay.
Matthew Stafford.
That's why he's the MVP!
Yeah, I would put him up there right now. You know me, I'm very anti-Stafford. Even I've got to acknowledge what he's doing right now.
He's got to go.
He's lighting it up.
Yep.
Mac Jones.
Fool's maybe Fool's have Gold. Two quarterbacks.
Fool's Gold.
Fool's Gold.
Yeah, that's right, but Matt.
That back there is not real.
Yep,
Fool's Gold. He was really good. They lost, but he was awesome this
That's
week.
Right.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy.
Graveyard? They're cranking the wagon.
Oh!
Is he hurt?
Quarterback in the sky.
Soft benching.
It's a different tier, maybe.
Is he hurt or is it a soft benching?
I think QB in the sky is actually
like he was
funny.
Healthy enough to back up, but he wasn't healthy enough to play.
Let's put Purdy in QB in the sky.
QB in the sky, yeah. Brock Purdy.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Like it. Who else?
Sam Donald.
Oh, probably Pro Bowl.
Bowl.
Probably Pro Bowl. I mean, you could maybe argue even a little bit better,
Who's on the All-Pro tier right now again?
The All-Pro tier is Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Baker Mayfield.
Right. So...
He's not Fool's Gold, though, anymore,
no.
right? He's done enough
no,
of it.
No, so he graduates out of Fool's Gold, but he's Pro Bowl. His numbers line up, but he's still Sam Darnold Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Hey now, you're an
all-star. Kyler Murray.
Oh, Kyler.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
Oh.
Yeah. Put him
injured?
Down there.
QB in the sky?
I think he's QB in the sky. Him and Purdy. I think that's where he goes.
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett.
We are dealing with amateurs.
That's where I'd put him. Would you put him on starter or would you put him on amateurs?
No, amateurs.
Amateurs. Okay. So what we end up with?
This is it? That's all of them, Bill?
Yep.
All right, so from the top down, MVP tier, Drake May, Matthew Stafford. That ends the tier.
Okay.
All pro, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield.
Perfect.
Pro Bowl, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, Sam Darnold.
Good.
Fool's Gold, Joe Flacco, Indiana Jones, Caleb Williams, Mac Jones.
I like that tier
pretty
too.
Good.
Yeah.
Starter, Tua, Aaron Rodgers, Trevor Lawrence, CJ Stroud, Bo Nix, Jackson Dart, Jordan Love.
Busy, but what do you want us to do?
The injured tier, Burrow and Daniels.
Yep.
Just only fair.
Yep.
The amateurs. Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Justin Fields, Dylan Gabriel, Davis Mills, Cam Ward, Geno Smith, Marcus Mariota, J.J. McCarthy, Bryce Young, Michael Penix Jr., Tyler Shuck, and Jacoby Brissett.
It's 11?
Is it?
Yeah.
It's the biggest tier.
Whew.
QBs in the sky. Cousins, Wilson, Wentz, Rattler, Watson, Purdy, Murray.
Pretty good, actually. I think like we kind of nailed it again.
Okay. There's our QB tiers, yep. Updating them for the first time since June. Drake May and Matt Stafford all alone on the MVP tier. What do you think? You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. We'll get to that. Plus Tommy Curran coming up at high noon on a Tommy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Happy Tuesday. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We just wrapped up our Tier Tuesday NFL quarterbacks. Through 10 weeks, tiered off now at Jones and Keefe. Those are up and available for the people, right, Keefe?
You better believe it.
You can go seek those out. You can also listen on the Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature. Go back and listen to our tiers of quarterbacks through 10 weeks. AUDACY. You can get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and tune in apps. I think that was the greatest tier to date, says one texter. I'd agree.
Yep.
There's also this. No one cares about the MVP if we don't make it to the Super Bowl. Who gives a crap?
I give a crap. I give a crap. I care about individual awards. I don't know. I like comparing players and talking about who had the better career.
Me too.
And that's part of the calculus.
I think people act like it's, oh, I don't really care about the MVP.
Like, dude, that's you're not on the team.
That's a hot take. And I guess the take, to boil that texture down, I guess the take is I'd rather a championship than an MVP.
Same.
Which to me, duh.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Isn't that the baseline?
I would rather my team wins than an individual wins their award. Like, if that's the take, then I guess congratulations.
No, why not both?
A super blazer.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I think if I could get past that, I'd rather my team win than not win. Duh.
Yeah.
Thanks. But once you get past that, yeah, I care about the MVP. And I think Drake May being in the mix confirms a lot about the Patriots, confirms a lot about how quickly he's come along. And hell, just look at our tiers from June. We had him in the middle, quote-unquote, frisky tier.
Keith.
No, we thought if he had a really good, really good season, this is my thought anyway, if he had an awesome season, he might be the 10th best quarterback
right.
in the league.
And your reason for saying that, we had four top tier, five on the second tier, and we're like, if he plays his way all the way to the top of the third
tier. Yeah, I didn't even expect him to pass any of those guys.
He's the number 10 right. quarterback. Yeah. We kind of thought his ceiling this year was 10th, and his ceiling might be best player in the league.
Correct.
So I don't know. I mean, I care about that.
No, so do I.
And it seems very relevant for the success of the team. We were talking about this earlier. And I think we've been pretty positive on the team the last couple of days. They are a contender. The road to the AFC does go through Foxborough. Look at the remaining schedule. It heavily favors New England versus Denver and Indy. Watch Monday Night Football last night. Those are two of the best teams in football. The game was trash. They can play with anybody. They have two massive pelts on the wall in Buffalo and Tampa. So I think we've been pretty positive on this team.
Yeah.
But if you were going to... deep down in places you don't want to talk about at parties, bring up some things that concern you, their margin for error if May drops off. And he's dropped off slightly the last couple of weeks. The Falcons game and then Sunday against Tampa. I mean, that does speak to their margin for error. If he's the MVP, they can win the whole thing.
Right.
If he is a half step or a full step below that, I don't know what they are as a team. So a lot is riding on Drake May.
Yeah, because I think right now when you look at the top teams in the AFC, the Colts and the Broncos aren't as quarterback dependent, meaning like as well as they play, that's how well the team is and how far they're going to go.
Yeah.
But in the history of the league, the last 20 years of the league, let's say, I think most teams that win and get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, a lot of those teams are very quarterback dependent. Now, you could argue last year Jalen Hurts and the overall run game, the defense and all that. So maybe he's an example where he isn't. But the years that Brady and Mahomes and Manning and all those guys were winning it, if their quarterbacks didn't play very well, chances are they weren't going to. So it's not a bad thing.
Right.
You know, in fact, if you go head to head and you have the better quarterback, like if they play the Colts in the playoffs or they play the Broncos in the playoffs, even though those guys might have some better advantages in other spots like running back for the Colts or defense for the Broncos, you'll still take your chances if you have the better quarterback going into the game.
Right. So if you asked it this way, who has a better chance to win if their quarterback has an off day? I would say the Colts and the Broncos have a better chance to win on a given day.
Yeah.
But what team has the higher ceiling? Like a true Super Bowl contender?
Team with the better quarterback.
I don't know if the Colts or Broncos are true contenders. I think the Patriots are, because if it all clicks, that's their ceiling. So that's how I look at it. But again, not everybody cares about the MVP. I like this text.
All right.
Here's a hot take, guys.
Let's hear it.
If the Pats don't win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Which, first of all.
They may not.
How dare you.
Yep.
I would rather Drake May win an MVP than not. True.
Okay.
Like
I agree with that as well.
If they're not going to win the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Then I would like Drake May to win the MVP.
Right.
We're just taking Super Bowl off the board. And all things are equal. Sad. I'd prefer he win than not win. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. Coming up 1 hour from now at 1245. It's the return of the madness. Kiefer Madness every Tuesday at 1245. And every Tuesday at high noon, Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston on a Tom E. Tuesday next.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.